What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Motivation with G Chef Show. I'm your host, G Chef. Hopefully, everybody's having an absolutely fantastic, amazing, and just blessed rest of your week so far. Like always, let me get right into it. Ops versus opportunity. Ops, opponents, people that are against you, opportunities. Things that you can create for yourself when there's none available visibly. You can visibly see opportunities for yourself, but opportunities for other people, you just see them thriving and getting everything they said they was going to get. They set out a path. They see the opportunity. If they don't have an opportunity, they make one for themselves. Ops, yeah, they might hold you back, but they don't have to. You can either make an opportunity for yourself or let your ops take you out of the game. Let your opportunities override your opposition. The things that you say you're going to do and you show up to the opportunity, you don't just let it pass, make an excuse why you can't attend the opportunity. The opportunity was set forth for you to take advantage of it because it's your time to take advantage of the opportunity, not the other way around. How many times have you said to yourself that you was going to get something done? And when the opportune time came to do it, I don't feel like doing it. I had a long day at work. These kids just making me tired. Whatever you come up with, it sounds good to you. That's your opposition. Your oppositions are your excuses as well. It's not people. It's yourself at sometimes. Many cases, it is that you don't feel up to doing it right then and there. Guess what? They got you. They got you. But to get around that, you have to, you know, realize that opportunities are set forth at certain times, because you're going to have the know-how, for one. You know how to do it. You just don't want to do it. It might take hard work or work. It didn't even have to be hard work. It could just be work. Don't attach hard to it. Pause. But the whole thing of it is, and realize that you, yourself, when you set forth things that you want to do, nobody else can't stop you from getting them done except you. Think about it. Whatever you said you was going to do today, when I get up in the morning, I'm going to wash my face and brush my teeth. Done. Who stopped you from doing it? Nobody. Guess what? And why? It's routine. You've been doing it. You've been doing it day in and day out. Why are you not going to wash your face and brush your teeth today? What changed? Nothing. Say something that you're going to do. Stick to it and do it. That's it. Make it a routine. Be a person of your word. If I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. Even if I don't feel like doing it. Feelings come and go. But the whole thing of it, the routine, I'm going to do it every day that I say I'm going to do it. And if you're not serious about doing your routine, then your ops, guess what? They got you. But to get away from your ops, you have to change your mindset. Which would you rather have? I'd rather have more opportunities that I can, that's for me to select from. And like, you know what? I can do this. I can do this thing with stocks. I could do this thing with real estate. I could do this thing over here with travel. I could do this thing over here with construction. I could do this thing over here with art. But when the opportunity presents itself, I can be ready for the opportunity instead of not being ready for it. What is it that you want to do that's ready for you right now? I got to go to work. Yeah, you get to go to work. You don't want no. You go to work not to pay the bills, to set yourself up for an opportunity that's has yet to present itself. I want to help out in the community, but I don't have the money. Guess what? You're going to go to work, put some money away, and then you can have certain things, or you could set up certain programs, or you could have certain functions for the program. Guess what? Sponsored by your job. Your job income can do a lot of things, but don't get so fixated with the things that you said you was going to do versus I don't feel like doing it. If you said you was going to do it, put a time frame on it and get it done. I know procrastination is a word, but you know, just you keep putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. It's never going to happen. So the things you can do to get away from your ops, get away from negative people, one. Two, you have to keep a focused mindset that you're a person of getting it done. Be a person of integrity. Just like, you know what? If I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. Don't hold other people accountable if you're not going to hold yourself accountable. I'm like, okay, that was my bad. I did that. You know, I take full responsibility for it. But if you don't and be entitled, you think your entitlement is going to get you places. It's not. It's going to get you back to square one. You're not entitled to nothing. And you do got to put in some work. You do got to put in some work to make stuff happen. Because without work, nothing happens. It's just talk. And everybody talk. Don't you want to be different from everybody else? Another thing you can do. Real easy. Keep a good sense of what you're doing on a daily basis. Being productive. What are you doing to be productive towards those unseen opportunities? Look at some material. Look at some videos on it. Read up some literature on it. See what it is or who's in the community that you can reach out to, that you can get more insight on that particular thing that you want to do. The more you know about the thing that you want before the opportunity comes, the better. For instance, if somebody said, you know what, hey, can you give a speech or write me a speech on X, Y, and Z, and I pay you X amount of dollars. Okay, one of two things can happen. You can use that as leverage. I'm like, okay, I'll write it. I'll do it for free. But in turn, can you show up at this event as a keynote speaker? Opportunity. Now, for that community event, now you already got a keynote speaker. And you already know how to write. Whatever lane you're in, stay in that lane until it's time for you to upgrade. Upgrade your lane. Go a little bit faster. The more you know, the faster you grow. And that's in anything. In any area of life that you're in, the more you know, the faster you grow. If you don't have all the knowledge, it's plenty of people. Say if you just reading a book, right? You're reading a book and say, okay, I read it. I got something from it. And you come across two other people that read that same book you read, but they have a whole different insight. I said, oh, I didn't think of it like that. That's how it works. Your ops can't defeat that. Your ops not looking for knowledge. They just looking to hold you back. That's their job. Let them do their job, but you don't have to let them do their job on you. But some things that you can do, that was just a few. But I know you could think of some more, but that's just painting a picture for you. And, you know, like I always say, take advantage of the time that you're given, because the time that you're given is your time. I'm G-Chef, and I'm going to see you on the next one. You have a great one. Have an absolutely phenomenal day, and stay away from them ops and look out for opportunities. Have a great one.